What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the cast for episode 34. I keep waiting far too long between these podcasts. I need to just start dedicating a day, maybe Sunday or something. I don't do anything Sunday.
I don't do Sundays.
You don't do Tuesday?
No.
Thursdays?
We'll talk Thursdays.
Okay, all right, because I don't do anything Tuesday, Thursday, or Sunday, video-wise for YouTube.
Right.
But I do record on those days for those videos.
So you're pretty much screwed out.
Yeah, I'm basically Sundays. Actually, no, I do my I usually record. I'm busy all week, so if we can come up with another day where it's just I don't have to do anything that day. Like maybe shut my internet off or something for a day. No, not gonna do that.
No, okay. I don't see anybody doing that.
No, I don't even see myself. If I had an extra day, I'd be like, boom, internet time. Let's do it.
That's more internet time for me.
Yeah. So we have my good friend Terry, a.k.a. Puddles.
Hello.
And Dom, a.k.a. Dom.
Bam.
With his signature rock star.
Hola, como está.
It's very nonchalant.
What's up?
Everybody's very comfortable today.
Shouldn't have waited so long. It's so warm.
Seriously, we got that maybe half an hour ago, 40
about
minutes
an hour
ago?
I got here at 4.
Oh, yeah, you did, huh? Look at that.
It's backfired.
Yeah.
We got that sound, right?
Yeah, no, I got it. It's over there
That's
now.
All that matters.
It's
money.
On the TV. Yeah, so, hey, everybody.
Hey.
it's a podcast. Tried to set up a new recording thing, but that didn't work out. I'm very displeased
recording
about
thing.
That, actually. Well, set up.
No.
You know, that didn't work out. So I'll have to keep looking into that. Those of you who watch my YouTube videos and stuff probably have recognized that song. That's from a very close friend of mine, Catatonic Cat. He makes all of the music for all my videos. He's a very, very talented person. You guys should really go check out his music. He has it on YouTube, SoundCloud, I think, MySpace. He has it all over the place.
It
just look up Catatonic Cat, spelled C4T instead of C-A-T, and you will find him.
Because it's edgy.
Because he's edgy like that. Yeah, you need numbers and upside-down letters and
he
backwards
doesn't play
symbols.
By your rules.
Yes.
Where's he from?
Okay. He used to live in Florida, and he moved to, probably fucking this up, I think North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's like a whole mix of cliches, like, because he has the southern accent, but he makes electronica music and house music. And then I saw a picture of him, and he has, like, rocker hair. It's, like, super long death metal-looking hair. And I was just like, there's no part of you that makes sense.
You
yeah.
don't make sense
yeah.
to me.
He's a walking contradiction.
That's exactly,
like
yeah.
The Starburst commercial.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Nice. All he needs now is some Asian Scottish people.
Nice.
Got himself a band.
There you go.
They call him the Walking Contradictions.
Walking Contradictions.
Yeah.
For some reason, I feel like there's already a band called that. It
there
sounds like
it
flows really well.
Yeah,
it someone
does.
Will definitely swoop on it.
Yeah.
Maybe now, since you said it.
That is true.
Oh, man.
Let's Google them real quick. The Walking...
Should you like Google?
I'm spelling that wrong, I think. Yeah, I did. Green Day lyrics. They have a song. Yeah, they have a song called Walking Contradiction.
Basically, if you think of a name that sounds good, there's probably a band out there that has that name.
There's a Live Journal.
Live Journal.
Yeah. The ladies of Walking Contradiction have lots of recent excitement to report. Lots of festivals.
Well,
yeah, it looks
good for
women in their festivals.
They're a sketch comedy group.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Of women?
Just girls.
Okay.
That'll never work.
That's a contradiction in itself.
There's a guy filming it, writing it, and directing it, right?
There's a guy right there.
He probably interviewed.
Look at that. What doesn't scream about funny about that lady?
They are just
Keisha or Kesha.
I think it's
not spelled with a dollar
Keisha.
Sign. Keisha?
I think. I don't know. Maybe Keisha. Keisha?
This is Heedy then.
Heedy.
Meet Heedy. And
a
Selena.
Whole women's sketch group. I didn't even think those were possible.
Didn't even know those existed.
It can't be done.
I'm not trying to sound sexist or anything. I mean,
it sounds pretty sexist.
Yeah. I think...
We were talking about this the other day, how Google just changed everything as far as, like, being at a party and, like, thinking about something. Like, I really don't know. Was it this guy who was in that band or guy? It's like, back in the day, not even that long ago, it's like we really had to look it up somewhere, like just found someone who knew. But now it's like information is at our fingertips.
Just Google it.
Or Wikipedia it if you want even more in-depth information.
Yeah, if you want a backstory to it.
Where but then you think about it, it's like Wikipedia is all just other people writing stuff.
It's
so
just some guy sitting in his basement.
Well, it's very, very strictly monitored. Because I think I've actually brought this up in the podcast before where I went in there and edited a bunch of stuff. And it said, like, there's a whole bunch of, like, how-tos on Wikipedia. A lot of people don't know that. But there's, like, how to not get raped. And I put, like, one of the hints. I said, bring your A-game. And it was taken off, like, an hour later. Nice. I actually just went through and just put bring your A-game in everything. Like, how to get a boy to kiss you.
It worked, like, perfectly in every situation.
It did. It said, bring your A-game. Awesome.
Bring your A-game.
Yeah. And none of them stayed.
Date. Bring your A-game.
Yeah, I think someone did that similar thing to, like, the Wikipedia article on Ripon, California.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, like, there's no information on it because no one cares
about
Ripon. Yeah.
And, like, the people that really did care about Ripon, like, didn't even know what the internet was.
That's true.
And someone would go in there and like, yeah, there are a lot of Dutch people, church on every corner, all this stuff. And it was taken down, like, right away.
Mm-hmm.
So someone is paying attention. They just don't want to add information. Just want to make sure that you're not adding information.
I think they take down things that are obviously ridiculous. Yeah. You know, so if you just go in there and just slyly... What if they were facts, though? Like, what if there was just a bunch of Dutch people?
They're everywhere.
Well, there is a church on every corner, too.
There is a church on every corner.
Oh, my gosh.
Those were true facts.
Many churches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody could have put that.
Awkward.
Yeah. What's up, Wikipedia?
Bears stroll the streets.
Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong.
You been to Ripon?
Oh, I'm sorry. Why I call didn't know Ripon. You were a Ripon professional.
It used to be Rip One. Bears would just rip one person every day. But then they took off an E and
they
squished
the
them together.
People didn't want to go there anymore.
People didn't want to go there anymore. It had a weird reputation. So,
I guess Ripon was named after a town in England called Ripon.
Yeah.
And then other towns were also named after it. So there was really only one Ripon, and then everybody else started naming their towns after it. So there's no real originality there.
Hmm.
And I think it was all just because, like, oh, my cousin lives in England, and he's from Ripon, so we should just name our new town Ripon.
So it's like it's he easier. Never left.
I want to know how such a small city became a city, or a town, rather.
I don't
like,
think it
one,
as a
like,
city.
Back when there was just, like, Manteca and Modesto, like, some dude just went between them and, like, built a house, and he goes, oh, where do you live? And he goes, oh, well, I live right outside of Manteca and Modesto. And he goes, well, where is that? I named my house Ripon. So
people started gathering around.
Yeah, people were like, wow, this is a really awesome place. You mind if I build a house down the street? And you're like, sure, go for it.
That is interesting to think about, because then you start thinking about, like, Escalon and Riverbank and Oakdale.
Salida.
Yeah. Salida.
It's like a
might
sliver.
As well just be Modesto.
Yeah, might as well just be Modesto.
Or it's Ripon. Modesto.
Or Ripon, yeah. Why doesn't Ripon just absorb that and become a big town?
I think Ripon likes the idea that the river is their border. So the river is just kind of like where the county line ends. So it's just easier to say, like, hey, this is Ripon. I guess they don't really have any plans to expand. And if they did, it'd be more towards Manteca, where there's no area right there for a little while.
And not as many defenses.
But I guess Ripon originally was named Murphy's Ferry, because it was a river
boating
ferry area.
Maybe a guy just saw a ferry and was just like, that's Murphy's Ferry.
This is the old crazy Murphy. Guy in town.
I saw a ferry. No, you didn't, Murphy.
Shut up, Murphy.
Shut up, Murphy.
Yeah.
He was a town drunk, and he just went off and made his own little town. Like, you know, why don't we change this to something less gay? Murphy's just like, what are you talking about? What's gay about my ferry?
It is weird, though, because, like, Ripon is, you know, apparently, I don't know if this is even true or not, was named after that town in England. Mm-hmm. And Salida is Spanish for exit. Which is
get out.
Which is funny because there's an exit to Salida, only one actually.
Mm-hmm.
And exit Modesto exit. Is modest, and Escalon means land, something very basic. I remember Escalon is like a Spanish word for like land,
rock,
yeah, rock, dirt, dirt.
Welcome to dirt, California.
I don't know, it's something so basic. And Los Baños, obviously the bathroom.
Yeah,
the bathroom.
And Manteca, lard.
Yeah. Lard, yes.
So. Not very flattering
no,
Spanish
no,
words.
Not. No.
Like at all.
We got mm-hmm. dirt.
There's so many Spanish words out there. It's like, come on, guys. Make it a little harder.
Maybe they were just like drunk and like they were just like, we should name this shit Los Banos.
You know what'd be funny? You know what'd be funny? We named it the toilet.
Because I took a shit there.
It's like, what if people actually learn Spanish one day? Nobody's going to learn that dead language.
It's a dead language.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
What are you, crazy in your cabeza? Are you loco? Yeah.
There's girls I work with that are like hardcore Mexican, and they only speak Spanish, and they only talk to each other when they work, so they only speak Spanish because they know it better than English. Mm-hmm. And one of my bosses is like a white woman. She said something the other day. I even felt that it was a little too much, and I think she did too at the last minute. But they were speaking to each other in Spanish,
and she felt so too when she was fired. Yeah. Exactly. She goes, maybe I went too far.
She said, but she said it kind of aggressively. That's what made it sound so strange. It was like she said, "Speak English or nothing." I was like, maybe not say that because you're already letting them speak Spanish, so you're kind of screwing yourself.
Yeah, probably not the best thing to speak.
Is that the best choice of words, rather?
Yeah.
You could say, like, hey, could you mind just speaking English when you're around me? Because I can't understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Or just ignore it, because you don't really need to talk to them.
They're well, I mean, they could be talking shit on her.
Yeah, but...
But do you really want them to speak English while they're talking shit on you?
Yeah, because then you can fire them. You can get rid of
them. Hey, you got something to say to me, you say it in English.
Or just say that every single time she's around them. Like, just pretend that she knows what... Hey, if you're going to talk, yeah, like, talk shit on me.
And one time, she'll
I don't
right.
think they do, though. Like, I can't understand Spanish, you know? I know a few words here and there. But, like, the way that they're talking, you can tell that they're just talking about whatever a girl would be talking about just in Spanish.
Justin Bieber.
Justin
Bieber,
what?
Yeah. Just pay close attention if you hear, like, Bieber in there.
El Bieber.
El Bieber.
Justin Bieber. Picante. La Bieber.
Viva la Bieber.
Yeah, there you go.
Viva la Bieb.
Viva la Bieb. So, yeah, just pay attention next time. Maybe that's what they're talking about.
You guys are talking about Justin Bieber, aren't you?
Did you know that Manteca, going back on the Ripon and England thing, Manteca has a sister city in the Philippines?
I did hear about that, yeah.
Yeah, it's on our sign. When he comes, it says, "Welcome to Manteca, sister city of so-and-so in Philippines."
Nice. I think that makes sense.
Weird.
I think just in terms of, like, there is this town somewhere that started, and then they're carrying on that tradition somewhere else. Like, I think a lot of towns have sister cities, and apparently Ripon's is in England, and Manteca's is in the Philippines. I'm sure, I wouldn't be surprised if, like, Modesto had one somewhere.
I don't understand what a sister city is. Like, what,
yeah, neither do I.
What is that?
I took that comment as, like, someone that founded it knew the guy that founded the other one, and they're just trying to keep the same kind of morals or same kind of, like, structure to their towns. So they're kind of similar, but not really.
And here's Dwight with Google.
This is Sister Cities International, or SCI. Don't keep talking while I try to read this.
Sister city, county, or whatever.
Sister city.
Were they, like, born at the same time?
Like biological twins. Separated at birth. Found each other later by Dr. Phil.
One went off to Nam or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, towns go to Vietnam now.
They went to fight in the war. And they decided they were just going to stay.
There's a Ripon, Texas, too, and a Ripon, Wisconsin. and it seems like nobody's been able to explain what Rippin actually means. I think it may be someone's name at one point.
That's probably someone's name. That's I don't boring. See it meaning.
But even a name has to have some kind of meaning to it, you know? Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe.
A sister city, country, or state relationship is a broad-based, officially approved, long-term partnership between two communities, countries, or states in two countries. A sister city, country, or state relationship becomes official when signing a ceremony on top of Old Smoky. top elected officials of two local jurisdictions following approval by local city councils. Sister city partnerships have the potential to carry out the widest possible diversity of activities of any international program, including every type of municipal, business, professional, educational, and cultural exchange or project. Sister city programs are also unique in that they inherently involve three main sectors in a community: local government, businesses, and a wide variety of citizen volunteers.
That has told me nothing about what a sister city
is. I read that like three times before I said it out loud, and I just figured that it would click when I said it out loud.
No, did not.
I don't think it told me anything.
Sister cities are sisters. That's just what I'm going to go on. One more time with the Google.
Maybe.
Oh, Sister City is the fifth episode of the second season of Parks and Recreation.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, why did you just say that then?
I'm sorry. I have no idea.
Mystery solved.
Done.
Now, see, I feel so much better now.
That you know what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that sign's been up way before the Parks and Recreation we even came out. So the fact that they
thought ahead. Bam. They knew.
This is why we're not politicians, because we can't perceive that.
Obviously.
We can't see the future like they can.
Apparently, it's just an agreement.
An agreement to do what?
I don't know.
The founders have to know each other at least a little bit, especially when you're dealing with such a small town like Manteca. Like,
In the Philippines.
Exactly. That's too big of a gap to not know each other. Just to say, like, hey, let's just make towns and be sisters.
Let's make towns.
Let's be sisters. Oh, my God. Okay.
They have to know each other. They're like cousins or something. Or brothers. Or sisters. I don't know.
Who gives a shit?
It's already happened. I think maybe Manteca knew that at one point, and then they just forgot, and they forgot to take off the sign, and just hoped that nobody would ever ask them.
Okay, the phrase sister cities is sometimes used to refer to cities without a formal agreement that have similar cultures and or historical backgrounds. So, I guess we share a lot of history with the Philippines? Maybe we got, like, a lot of women from them?
Maybe. there's not that many Filipinos around.
There isn't.
Well, I'm in Manteca, anyway. There's a lot of Tracy.
There's a ton in Stockton.
There you go. They just don't like
Maybe
Manteca.
Maybe they came to Manteca and just said, fuck this place.
Wow, that place sucks. This is our sister city?
Well, fuck!
That is weird. I think you'd have to go to City Hall and personally ask the main guy in charge. Well, I guess the mayor. Do you know who the mayor of Manteca is?
No.
Machado? Isn't that something Machado? The Machado brothers? Something like that? I don't know.
They run it together.
Tag team it. I can't even remember the mayor of Rippin. I do know, like, one of my friends, his dad was the mayor for the longest time.
Manteca, our motto is in the heart of California, the family city.
We are in the middle of California.
We kind of are.
We are.
Yeah, that would like, be basically where the like... heart would be if a human was shaped like California.
That's their explanation, like, even smaller. If California, if you were to shrink a human body into the shape of California, we would be where the heart
is. That would be where the heart is.
Yeah.
What if we just miscalculated? We're like where the lungs are? Like, God damn it.
We're the lungs of California.
Piece of
Doesn't
shit.
Doesn't sound as good, though.
Willie Weatherford.
Oh, yeah. Willie W. Weatherford.
That's your mayor?
Triple W.
W-W-W?
He was the inventor of the World Wide Web, so go
Holy
him.
Shit.
Willie Weatherford.
Willie Weatherford.
I remember seeing signs around about the election.
He sounds like a southern politician.
He sounds like a serial rapist. Oh, there goes Willie Weatherford.
Doing his raping again.
Going at that rape again.
Sure does like that raping stuff.
Why is that such an amazing there, sight?
The sheriff of Ripon for the longest time was a guy named Red Nut. I'm not even making that up. Red Nut. Mayor Red Nut.
Mayor Red Nut. What's up, Mr. Met? Mr. Nut?
Mr. Nut. You will refer to him as Mr. Nut or Mayor Nut.
Call Mayor Nuts. Look at that.
Throw an S at the end.
That's where...
They just put a little heart there. A
little heart.
Right in the middle.
Bam. I wonder if there's another city out there in California that's near us that just we don't really know about. That calls themselves the heart of California.
We're the heart.
I think anybody could really claim that when you're in that general area.
Yeah. Modesto.
I think Ripon and Modesto. Good.
Yeah.
The heart of California. Isn't the heart more on your
left side?
Yeah.
So it'd actually be down 120 a bit. But I don't know. Maybe things shift when you get squished
maybe
down
when you talk about
size.
States, the heart is the exact center.
Oh, well. You never know.
I don't know state anatomy, so...
Yeah, I don't either. We should check our liver, because I think that's just fucked.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. We should grab Ohio's or something.
Take a big chunk out of Ohio and...
Or Utah. No one drinks in Utah. They're all Mormons.
Wyoming, too. There's, like, nobody there.
Yeah.
Nobody even lives there.
That state is so big, it's just being... It's not being used for anything.
Yeah. It's like, hey, give me Wyoming. Can, be a little piece of your liver? Kind of fucked ours up back in the 70s.
I was talking to my friend a while ago about, like, population and stuff, and... Mm-hmm. I was talking about how, you know, what's going to happen when we get to the point where there's just, like, too many people on Earth? Like, what are we going to do? And he was telling me how, like, population has never really been an issue, and he sent me this video of it, and this guy was talking about it. And he said, if you got everybody in the world, and they each had their own house, so that counts as children, adults, anybody, mm-hmm. you could line up those houses back to back, and it would fill up not even all of Texas.
Hmm?
Can you imagine that?
Isn't there like 6.2 billion people?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I mean, even in California, there's a lot of areas where people aren't living, and there's a lot of areas in between houses, you know? So if you really connected everything, it'd be pretty small. And I guess that makes sense. And especially like Wyoming, like there's nobody there. Like really. Like in comparison to the actual
state. We could
all
move to Wyoming.
Yeah, there's plenty of room. But nobody wants to live there because it's like
Wyoming.
Bland.
Snow.
I don't know. And I guess you gotta also consider the rate of when people die, when people are born, you know, it kind of balances out.
Hmm.
But I don't know. I never really thought of it that way.
Do you think there's anybody out there that wishes there was another genocide?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, not people who actually hate people, just the people that are worried about the population.
I absolutely believe there are people that believe that.
Oh, I definitely
population?
Think...
I mean, not because they just hate a certain race.
No, there's some pretty stupid people out there.
No, there is pretty stupid people out there.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think there's Y2K. A lot of people that want
Y2K.
Y2K.
A Remember big that? Chunk of America or a big chunk of anywhere to just be destroyed.
Hmm.
And I think a lot... Didn't you see that video of that chick that was talking about the tsunami? How happy she was?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, I
She's like, oh, just wiped out a bunch of people. Like, thank you, God. It's like, what?
What? Whoa, lady.
Oh, God didn't do that.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was really creepy stuff. She's, you know, church nut.
Well, that was the thing. Like, she's like, it was satire, parody, like, all her YouTube stuff. She's like, she wasn't serious.
Oh, really?
But she comes off as serious, like, intended to be.
She can play it.
Yeah.
Serious, pretty
like, that's her whole, like, character or whatever. Because, like, I guess people investigated her, and she's, like, on all these, like, religious satire sites.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, yeah, so.
Well, that's good.
No.
I mean, it's not good to just make jokes about that, but, I mean.
Well, maybe there's a message in there that it's hard to find, but, like, maybe she's, you know, poking fun in a way of those people that actually do feel that way. And for people to get upset about it is a good thing, because that's not a good way to act. Right. Like those, you know, Westboro Baptist Church.
Yeah.
I talked about them on the first podcast, I think. Like, they're just crazy.
Crazy people.
They're mean. Like, really mean. I don't know. People just need to chill out.
All of Scientology. Those people are mean.
There's a lot of people that are mean. And
like, mean people.
Yeah.
What the fuck is up with those guys?
Mean people suck. There's really no benefit of being mean. I've tried to figure it out.
Feeling awesome.
Yes, for that better period of time.
Well, that's when you just go out and beat up another person.
Yeah.
Then you feel awesome again.
Yeah, you just kick someone's ass.
Yeah. It's like, that guy didn't
see it coming.
Well, there's people talking about the tsunami and saying, like, oh, this is God's message saying that, you know, the Japanese are getting too greedy. It's like, well, yeah, shit, we're fucked.
Yeah,
I was going to say, that's a big message to us then.
Well, did you hear about what this, like professional, you know, weather watcher person thingy, meteorologist or whatever, you know, he studies, like, this kind of thing?
Meteorologist?
Well, geologist. Geologist, like, something, like, up there. Like,
I think geologist is more of ground stuff, though.
Earth, tsunamis, all that stuff.
Yeah.
He's saying that if you look at the patterns, like Chile and the last few places that got hit with big earthquakes, New Zealand, it's like it's coming around, and it's gonna hit. it's gonna hit America within the next few months. He says,
"Wow,
I can see that."
So yeah,
don't like being on the West Coast.
I also heard something about it that like. Some people think that the sun had a lot to do with the initiation of the tsunami. Like the sun, did something. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how weather works at all. You know, I just don't get it.
Pissed.
But the sun is very powerful and can do whatever it wants.
Yeah, but, I mean, a solar flare could just, you know.
Yeah, it's something to do with solar flare. Fucks up the core. You know, pole shift and all that good stuff.
North becomes south.
It's crazy to think about these kinds of things, just because. You know, for us three, we've never experienced anything like that.
Nope.
And neither of our parents or their parents. So it's really hard to say, you know, this will happen because we have nothing really to go off
right.
of.
Right.
Like, everyone that's alive right now has never experienced that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it has happened before, apparently. So there's no reason to not believe it.
Yeah. It could be just the world prepping us for 2012. Who knows?
I was going to bring that up, actually. Like, do you guys have thoughts on
No,
that?
I could care less. I mean, I don't think it's going to happen.
No,
I just like to speculate.
Well, I mean, you think that it'll just pass like any other day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it might be cloudy that day. I mean, it is going to be December, so.
I don't know. It's very interesting just because there's so many theories about one date, and it's like.
There's so many theories about Y2K, though.
Yeah, but those are all basically talking about the zeros. Yeah.
Right, but, well, no one knew.
Yeah,
I mean, there's also an even scarier date, and I think 2032 or something like that, where there, I forgot what it's something about computers again, where we won't have any more multiples of numbers or something. It's kind of like the Y2K thing, but in a much more serious note, because we actually understand what the fuck we're talking about now. Where it's like, it has to do with the number 32 and, like, you know how computers are like 30, I don't know.
16, 32, 64.
Yeah, there's multiples of numbers that computers talk with. It's going to run out of hexadecimal numbers. That's what it was.
Uh-huh.
Hexadecimal.
And, they're going to reach the end. Where it's just like, it's not going to compute anymore. And it's either going to roll back and, I don't know, something bad's going to happen. It's similar to the Y2K thing.
It's interesting.
But in a much more serious note.
Yeah, I see 64 everywhere lately. Like, maybe it's always been around, I just haven't noticed, but, like, on my computer, it'd be like, oh, you have the 64 version, not the 32.
Right.
Like, what?
Yeah, there's two operating systems. There's a 32-bit and a 64-bit.
Okay.
And it has to do with the architecture of the operating system and how it reads RAM.
So is there a way to just create a different system? Based on something else?
Yeah, I would imagine it could
it's the thing that there's so many things already out there.
Yeah.
So many servers, so many other things
out
there.
You'd have to, like, restart everything.
Right, and to come up with a brand new code that you could read stuff with, I mean, hexadecimals, I really don't know how to explain it. I mean, I don't even fully understand it, and I think that's the main reason I can't explain it.
It's alien technology right there.
Yeah. Maybe, get it. I wonder what happened if we...
They hooked up to Google again.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's weird. You'd think they'd have a little foresight on this kind of thing. Like, wait a minute, what happens when it gets to the end?
Mm-hmm.
I think most of the problems that, like, arise, like, we just don't really even... like worry about it until it actually happens or until it gets really bad.
It's like, it'll be fine. That's like 50 years from now.
We have plenty of time to think about it, but we really won't until like a month before.
And then a month before, like, oh, we just didn't have the time to think about it. Oh, shit.
Just so deal busy. With this.
I had stuff to do.
I don't want
to
deal with this right now.
I still don't want to deal with it.
Can we just put it off till next year?
I'm going to a movie tonight. Just not really thinking about work right now.
Isn't it true, though, that, like, computers, it's all just a sequence of, like, ones and zeros?
Yeah.
Is that literally true?
It is true.
Yeah.
So,
it's binary. It's the simplest form of coding.
Zero, that, one, one, that's, zero. Does that have anything to do with what you were saying, the hexadecimal thing?
Well, hexadecimal has to do with using letters as well, along with numbers.
Hmm.
So there's something about how we're eventually just going to run out of equations or something.
We've run out of numbers.
I don't know. Yeah.
We need more numbers.
I don't know. I believe Rooster Teeth was the people that talked about it for a little bit. Because Gus, their tech guy, kind of brought it up, saying something about it.
See, I think technology is great, and it's obviously progressed us as people a lot, even recently. But I think it's kind of a bad idea to rely completely on technology. We have to have some kind of backup.
Yeah.
And I don't think we do.
Brain there.
Yeah, we have to not forget that we're the superior beings, you know?
Don't let them rise up and take over.
And it's so scary to think about because, like, I was hearing this thing or about someone was saying about how they want to make currency eventually be all digital.
Right.
So instead of having paper money, you would just have like credits on like a card, you know, like mm-hmm. you normally do, like right now. But the problem with that is like computers crash and computers erase stuff. So like to have all your money in a computer, it's,
yeah. I mean, granted, they have a lot of fail safes and stuff for reasons like that.
Yeah.
But you know, what if something terrible happened?
That's why people do have money on cards
and then it just forgets it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, what if it just decides?
No more numbers. There goes your money.
It seems, too, that it's easier to hack into someone's computer than it is to break into their house and steal their money.
Or sometimes. Bank.
Yeah, bank, you know. I don't know. Those kind of things make me nervous.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
I think we can get rid of change. Change is messy.
At least pennies. Change.
Yeah, pennies. Who needs pennies? Make those digital. Make all our change digital. It's like, would you like change back? Oh, yeah, just put it on the card.
Yeah, it really is the more convenient way to go.
Yeah, I don't even...
And it actually makes you think about it, like, how valuable is money, really? If, like, when you... Most of the time when you use money, it's like... It's not even really there. It's just, like, a thing.
Yeah, it's just... I believe in money, so I'll take it and spend it and...
Becomes a religion. I believe in money.
I believe in money.
I have faith that my bank account will rise.
I believe that this dollar is worth $1, is worth something, and is not just a piece of paper.
Well, it was weird because I was reading it today, actually, about the illusion of money and how if you personally had $1,000, you could lend it out to someone, and then they'd have to pay you back. And if a bank has $1,000, they can lend that out to, like, five different people, and you have to pay them back with interest. But, like, there was only $1,000 to start with.
Right, right.
So it is weird when you actually break it down and think about it. Freaking money.
Mm-hmm. Dwight, I'm going to give you $100 right now.
Okay.
I expect you to pay me back.
Oh, shit. Well.
Bam, there's your $100.
Not going to take that.
Magic.
Refuse. I guess on somewhere it says on, like, on a bank bill or one of the bills, it says... You can exchange all the money that you have in a bank for gold, and they're supposed to like have as much gold as they do money, and that's totally not true.
No.
Obviously, And it's like, just like go up to your bank teller one day and ask him, like, hey, can I have my money in gold?
I want my gold, like, please.
Oh, shit.
Damn it, you actually want...
Barry, do we have any gold? Fuck.
Do we have $2.50 in gold?
God damn it. People aren't supposed to know about that.
I was hoping you guys would just forget about that whole
thing. We were drunk, and it was kind of a dare. Like, we should totally put this in here.
We should totally give people gold. He's going to want the gold, guys. Come on.
I'll go to my bank and get some gold. Take out $5, say, hey.
I bet they have, like, a little bit of gold. Just for whatever reason.
Just in a little pouch somewhere. Little flakes of gold.
Blooms. I wonder if people that work at banks actually go through deposit boxes and just look at what people have. So I would.
Like, what do we have here? Oh, I will.
It's pretty crazy to think about, too. Like, this doesn't really affect... Well, I guess it might. But, like, if someone had, like, $1 million and they just lost it, like, it makes no difference. Like, it's just gone now.
Yeah.
But that was, like, $1 million right there. Like, or if you bury it and you never spend it, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's just, the value's gone.
I tried to find the hexadecimal thing. I couldn't.
Yeah, I saw. You're going for it.
Yeah.
You were going into the mind of Google.
Yeah.
Searching.
I found something about hex words and, like, I found this whole forum of people, like, just really passionate about hexadecimal. And it made me uncomfortable. So I tried to read it, but I couldn't get through it, so I just kind of left it as that. As these were just a bunch of fans of hexadecimal and went on with my day. So, that's the end of that. If I ever find it, I'll let you guys know. If not, well, fuck it.
That's a good attitude. I'll think about it.
I think that's America's attitude. I find it. I'll, you know, what, fuck it.
See, that's, you're the problem. That's exactly why we're in this hexadecimal. I'll figure it out later.
Yeah, I mean, we'll come up with another code when it comes up, you know. It's going to take me like a day.
Got all this shit I got to do today. It's not happening.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what's, going down in the hexadecimal world.
What is that, 2032 you said?
2032 or something? I don't know.
How does the date have anything to do with that, though? Like, just it's just the date goes wrong and then everything falls apart?
Well, I think 32 is just a divisible type deal. Maybe it's not 2032. I don't know. I just remember the word.
Well, yeah, I remember anyway, like, it's like when you hit that day, everything breaks. Like, why is
well,
it
Well, with Y2K, date? It was that all the numbers would roll back.
Right.
On computers.
But that's just a date. Like, if I have a...
Every computer runs off of dates. Like,
it
this is set for this date, that's for set for this date. If something goes wrong with that date, the computer freaks out, doesn't know what to do,
well,
and then
does it run off the date, or does it just record it?
Well, like, the Y2K thing was that our banks, our stock market, everything was going to crash because all those things are backed up by dates.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, during this date, we have this for the record. This date, we have this for the record. If something happens on a specific date where the computer can't read that date,
mm-hmm.
where it's just like a button, it's just an error, then they don't know how to save stuff and maybe it'll corrupt and crash.
Huh.
Yeah. So, you know.
It just seems weird how, like, okay, the date is a weird number.
Yeah.
And so
everything runs
else...
off of numbers. This is all numbers.
Yeah, but it's just the date. It's not messing with anything else. It is that one day that everything goes wrong, but you still have all the other normal dates back saved and they're good to go.
Yeah.
It's like...
This is why we're not politicians.
Well, I mean,
this is
like,
we can't
like,
see in the future.
It's like if I have a little notepad document that says, like, hi on it, and I had it on this day, and then this next day comes, and now that notepad document doesn't work because it is now 2032. Like, how does that work is what I don't get.
Yeah, Dwight, explain yourself.
Yeah, Dwight... Teach me technology.
I could try to explain this for the next 40 minutes and it still won't make sense to anybody. And it won't even make complete sense to me.
Or I could just go that day, I'll just go into my BIOS and say, oh, it's the 90s.
It's the 90s. Hey, welcome back to the 70s. Disc
and now my computer keeps working.
Yeah.
Everybody else's sucks.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah,
I can't explain it within, you know, a minute and make it be like an oh type moment.
I disagree. I believe
just,
in you.
Just believe that everything
runs that off everything of will go wrong.
You know, I can give you this book if you want to read it.
I believe everything goes off numbers. I don't get how the date messes with all the other numbers.
Yeah. This is very interesting to talk about, but I don't want to talk about it anymore. maybe on a different podcast. We'll go on iTunes and find like the nerdiest podcast ever. We'll see if those hexadecimal guys have a podcast. We'll talk to them.
Go to the source.
We won't be able to shut them up.
Like finally, someone's asking me about hexadecimal.
Yeah, well, finally, someone else is interested.
His brain just explodes from excitement. God damn it.
He has a stroke.
He was about to say something good.
Forgets everything. He divided by zero. So 40 minutes into this podcast, and I still feel like we haven't really covered anything. We've covered Sister Cities.
Everything.
Money and hexadecimals. And why numbers rule everything.
Yeah, why
and
not
the
letters.
Heart of California?
Yeah, where's the letters at?
It's time for the letters to rise up and take their place.
I mean, they coincide. Hexadecimal. We just talked about that.
Yeah,
they're second-class citizens in that society.
I don't know. There's more numbers than there are letters. I think exactly. That's it. Because it's kind of infinite.
That's why we're about to run out of numbers.
Because there's an infinite
there's
amount of numbers.
Too many numbers.
Yeah. Oh, wait. It Here has comes. To deal with something with RAM, I think. With the memory and RAM. Like, there's only so many hexadecimal numbers that you could put on RAM, I guess, or something. Mm-hmm. That certain algorithm or something? I don't know. I think.
Just get DDR3.
It's a computer thing, okay?
Just get DDR3 just RAM back. And you'll be good.
Hey, do you have a social topic to talk about, Tom?
I was trying to think of my social issue of the week, and I really couldn't think of anything. I think that's a good thing, though.
Yeah.
That I don't have any issues with this.
Most of them are depressing.
Very much.
You know?
I heard about something the other day just about how airport security is getting like a little crazy again. I mean, because of the whole radiation of Japan, now we have the radiation scanners like mm-hmm. more in effect. But apparently, like just the other day, a woman, I don't even remember where she's from. I think it was Pakistan. I don't remember exactly. But she was wearing like a thing on her head. I don't even know the name of it. That's why I didn't even want to talk about it, because I don't know all the details. But basically, she didn't look like a normal woman from America. But she right before she was about to board the plane, she was on her phone. And she said to her friend, I gotta go. Because she was about to get on the plane. And some other person who was next to her said, that woman just said, it's a go. And
wow.
She got kicked off the plane. And she couldn't go home.
That's fucked
wow.
up.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy just because anytime anyone's bothered by anything, especially in an airport, like, it doesn't really matter. You know, they could just say, like, hey, that guy looked at me, like, really weird. Like, I don't feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And if he looks different, and, like, she did look different with this sheet on her head, she's kicked off. And that's all the reason they need, really. That's not right.
I don't like that at all.
Yeah, it's not good. But I don't expect that to change anytime soon. People are very uninformed about certain things, and
people are too paranoid about things. I think they just need to relax.
Oh my god!
Well, I'm saying, man, we all just need to chill out. We all just need
that's
to like
bars.
We all just need to sit down and just hang out and be cool, right? Just be cool.
Just shake people.
People
into
freaking out. Maybe
hey,
bombs.
You.
You're
be
freaking
cool.
out. You over there. You as cool as me? Is your demeanor as chill as mine? No!
Actually, force your chillness on other people. Hey!
Just punch them until they start.
Sir, calm down.
Chill out. Son of a bitch.
You're acting like a crazy person.
You're acting like the crazy person.
My stepmom's brother is kind of like a hippie. He is a hippie.
Let's call him.
He lives in San Francisco, go figure. And he's freaking out about this whole radiation thing in Japan, and he's really afraid that the radiation cloud is going to come over to California, and since he lives in San Francisco, I think it would hit there first. So now he's planning on moving to Michigan. Like, he's really afraid of it. Like, terrified. And I don't know if, like, should I be as scared as him?
No.
No.
Probably not.
Because there's been a lot of conspiracy theorists and over the years.
The no radiation really thing,
for good reason.
It's kind of crazy because, like, my brother put it in a way that, like, kind of put my mind at ease, where he was saying, like, the amount of radiation that Japan is, like, spitting out right now is no more than the radiation you get from, like, your television or your right. computer or your cell phone. Like, there's radiation everywhere.
Yeah.
We're not dead yet. Yeah. So, I don't know. People just need a reason to freak out.
I think over the years we're going to become immune to it. Like cockroaches.
No, yeah. Chernobyl, there's animals that live around there that live off radiation. They adapted to that environment.
Well, they eat it?
Like, they don't eat it, but there's radiation. They're living around radiation and they're fine. Like they thrive on it. Like they just adapted to their situation.
Hmm.
I feel like we could do that too.
We could do it.
A raccoon could do it in Chernobyl. Why can't we do it? You know,
that's a good point.
We'll do it.
You said it earlier. We're the dominant species.
We'll do it out of envy. It's just out of envy. Like that raccoon. I could do it.
That's an ego thing.
Yeah, it's an ego trip.
There was this video that I watched of this this filmmaker who ended up who wanted to go to Chernobyl, and he had like a little radiation thing or whatever, Geiger counter. Yeah, and he couldn't find anybody to give him a tour around it. No one wants to go there.
Right.
And then he found this one person, and they ended up just going around. And they walked through like an abandoned school and stuff with this Geiger counter out, and it's like. They were throwing out a bunch of numbers and crap like that, and it was pretty scary. And like some of the most radiated things was just underneath like an inch of snow. Like they put the Geiger counter down in the snow and kind of wiped it away, and it just shot up. And yeah,
you gotta Google Chernobyl now.
Well, I want to see if I can't find that video real quick.
I think I read somewhere that like it'll take up until the year 2500 until Chernobyl is completely clear of radiation.
2500. Oh, wow,
that's loud. Sorry for that, guys.
Or maybe 2050. That makes more sense.
Okay,
there's a 2 and a 5 and a 0.
There's a 5 in there.
You figure it out. 2005. I gave you three numbers. What do you want?
2005. I think
right,
we're good.
Good now. Right.
We've been good for 6 years now. We didn't know. Yeah.
Well, the way that my friend put it is like, yeah, man, Japan radiation. Just one more place we can't go to.
That used to be the place.
I guess
he needs some medication or something. He needs to chill out. Punch him in the face. Tell him to chill out.
All right, we're going somewhere. We're going to a meadow. We're gonna drink. And we're gonna chill out.
I think we'll be okay.
I mean, think so too. That's
how's that oil thing going? By the way, BP oil. Is that still good? No. Is that still going?
I think it's still cleaning it up. There's a lot of oil.
Yeah, it was a lot, but I'm saying like there's
just
not
sitting
any...
there watching it all pour out. It's like, oh man,
this is gonna.
It was probably the same guy who's like, I'll just do it next year.
Yeah, the same guy. Just, you know what? I got stuff to do today. I'm gonna put that on my list for tomorrow.
Of shit I have to do.
Why are we putting this guy in charge of so many things?
I have no idea. That seems really irresponsible on our part.
Yeah, we'll get a new guy later.
Wasn't there some sort of, like, nanotechnology that could separate oil from water that we could have used?
Didn't Kevin Costner make that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Why not? He's done a lot of things.
What you're talking about, isn't it?
No. No, I was talking about something real.
No, he really did patent some machine that he thought of after Waterworld that does exactly what you said. Separates water from oil.
What?
I swear to God. Google,
here it comes.
Just search Kevin Costner in oil, and I swear to God that
Kevin
machine
Costner
will pop
oil.
Up.
Is it Costner? BP excited over Kevin Costner's oil cleanup machine. You weren't kidding. The fuck is Kevin Costner doing building shit like this?
He's just sleeping one day, and he wakes up. He's like, "Oh my god,
he knows water, I guess."
Look at him. He's like, "Yeah, what's up?"
Yeah. Wow. He's a hero in the movies and in real life.
He's only a hero in his movies because he wrote and directed those movies.
He woke up and thought those up too.
If you ever really watch a movie of Kevin Costner, like, what's the one I watched? The Postman, which is god awful. It's actually set in the year 2013. And now being, like, closer to that year, it's just, like...
ridiculous.
Yeah, like, the way that he depicted the future was, like, so weird. Like,
I love that stuff.
In that world, he forgot everything that ever existed. Like, they forgot about mail in a matter of, like, 4 years. Like, how can you forget about mail? It's been around since, like, forever. Pony Express, man, come on!
Okay, so, yeah... apparently, for the last 15 years, he spent more than $20 million of his own money to develop this oil separator. And he has successful testings now that leaves the water 99% clean.
Nice.
And he goes, if 20 of my V-20 machines would have been at the Exxon Valdez, 90% of that oil would have been cleaned up within the week. I don't know what that is.
Confident. The Exxon Valdez oil spill.
I'd never heard of it. Was that the first one?
Yeah, it was the first one.
I don't think it was as bad as BP, but it was still bad.
Oh, in 1989.
Yep.
Yeah, apparently on the coast of Alaska. Oil spills happen
very often.
11 million gallons of oil spilt into Prince William Sound.
11 million gallons? Do you know how many gallons BP was?
No, I'm sure it says here somewhere.
Gosh, 11 million, that's so much.
More gallons.
I think it's more just because it seemed like there was a week where it was just like, it's still spilling oil, so we can't give you a number yet because it's right. Still happening.
Well, we're up to 20 million right now.
Well, that was the first thing I saw with the first little explanation. It says it was too early to estimate how much oil it was, mm-hmm. But this much bigger number, 205 million gallons.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That's 53,000 barrels per day were escaping.
So that's $53 million.
Every barrel is $1 million?
No. It's 53,000 barrels. I think it's $100 a barrel. So
oh, yeah.
It's more.
I heard this morning it was like over 100 again.
Yeah. It's because of the whole Libya thing.
Yeah. The fuck is up with oil? Why? Fuck oil, man.
It's powerful.
I hate it.
We need it. Yeah. I don't know why we haven't started, like, trying to do something different. It's like, let's just...
We'll get to it tomorrow.
Let's put the oil on the back
burner.
It's
the same guy.
It's the same guy. He's in charge of that, too.
Apparently. It's like, why don't we try harnessing some power from that big ball of light in the sky?
No.
Also known as the sun. Because it's
who needs that?
Be too much work. I mean, they already have the technology and built a bunch of concept cars. Too much work.
There's like people that run their cars off of water.
Yeah, I've seen that. They can do that now. It's slow, but they can do it with water now. Mm-hmm. That was like 2 years ago, and I'm wondering what's going on.
There's ones for compressed air as well.
Where's my air and water cars?
I don't know.
So I'm saying,
in
man.
In Japan, underwater?
Yeah.
Oh,
Dwight.
I'm sorry.
Too soon. I think the way that jokes are now, like, you could say it right afterwards.
You could say
like,
right after or
like a month
later.
Afterwards.
You're just not, you just missed that window.
I don't know what I'm looking at here.
Have you guys been following Libya at all? Or know what's up with that?
No, I just know that we're really... It's just...
We're bombing them for whatever... For oil. Sounds familiar, right?
Yeah.
I thought of a joke kind of about it the other day. Like,
you guys know what's going on with Libya? We're bombing them for oil. I thought of a joke the other day. Now that you're all caught up.
Give me the setup.
Now I could test that out on you guys.
It's kind of like just someone talking to Obama. It's like, Obama, why are you trying to start another war when you have a perfectly good war already happening over here? Did you forget about that war? I don't need two wars.
It's not my war. I want my own war.
So I kind of want to move out of America.
kidding.
It feels like we're starting too much shit. Like, we're just too full of ourselves. Or, I don't know, the government is too full of itself.
Where would you go?
Hmm?
Where would you go? Canada?
Dream country. Go.
No, dream country. That's where I'd go. Dream country. Dream I would go country. To the place called Dream Country.
It's called heaven, but...
Okay. It's not so much a country as it is a world of its own.
Yeah.
I don't know, probably somewhere in Europe. I think I might want to... Sweden.
Yeah.
Those people are super nice.
I don't know what it is lately. I've been seeing a lot of Sweden lately. It's
and all of them just seem super, like, nice. You know? And, like, funny. You know, they think everything's great. Like, you could tell the stupidest joke ever, and the Swedish people love it.
They're just having
and
a
it's,
good
it's
time
not even because it's stupid. Like, they'll recognize that it's stupid, and they'll just be like, man, I don't even care. You're trying to be funny, and that's great to me.
Nice try.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Plus, they talk like... their English is awesome. Like, it's very bouncy. If that makes any sense to anybody.
What about UT Mac? Country?
Country.
Yeah. Pull it slick.
I could have gone the route of asking, is it okay if I call you that?
Yeah,
no, just balls jump deep right in.
We went to the gas station before this, and as we were going there, he goes, anybody ever called Terry T-Mac? And I'm like, yeah, like for years. And he goes, oh, people thought of that already? And I was like, yeah, I think there was like a basketball player or something named that too. So I just kind of went with it. And
I went for it.
And so he brought it back in. Well, he just kind of looked at me when he said it. And I was like, nice and natural.
It's going pretty well.
He didn't say anything about it.
He didn't throw his microphone and like storm out.
What?
Fuck this.
Yeah.
So, ever call me that.
Anyways, your country.
I don't know.
Of choice.
I'd probably check Canada out. Give me a piece of that free healthcare.
There's free healthcare everywhere else except for America.
Yeah.
I heard something about Canada that disturbed me and made me not want to live there anymore.
What?
I don't know. I've been trying to think about it because
I might want to figure it out just in case you ever have to go to Canada.
Yeah, well, someone told me, or someone asked me not too long ago where would I want to live aside from California, and I made me think about it again. I was like, wait, there's something about Canada. And where?
I was about to say Hawaii, but I was like, no, it's still America.
It's still America.
Kind of.
It's better America.
It's a little slice of what America wanted to be, I guess. But yeah, something about Canada. I forgot what it was. I don't think it was something terrible. I mean, it's Canada.
I think marijuana is legal there. Somewhere. Like certain
parts. It is. Yeah.
You know what? I would like to go to Japan. I'll still go to Japan. I don't care.
Yeah, I'd like to go there, but I don't know if I would want to live there.
I'd live there.
It's a culture shock.
Too cramped for me. Like, they have, like, a lot of those, like, super compact things, and I think that's
where like those hotels, like the cubbies.
Yeah.
I like that, though, because I'm kind of, like, an anti-claustrophobic. Like, I like enclosed spaces. It's really weird.
Yeah.
It's like, this is really nice.
I would love to sleep in that little cubby.
Hmm.
It'd be awesome. I saw, like videos online of people having, like, they use this very small space to make a studio apartment and just conserve space. Like,
yeah, so I saw that.
The staircases, it's a dresser. Yeah. So there's shelves in every staircase. Like, just conserve space as much as you can. Like, dude, that's awesome.
That would be awesome.
I would love to.
See, the thing that would be cool about living in Japan is all the innovation.
Right.
You know, we talk about, you know, hey, we should put in, you know, electronic mailboxes.
Yeah, we'll do it tomorrow. And Japan's just like, we'll do it now.
We'll do it yesterday.
Like, you know what? We came up with this concept design. We made 50,000 of these things. We're just going to throw them out there. You know? And it works.
Yeah. They make it work.
Yeah. And
it's got some balls, man.
The bike thing.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. Yeah.
It's like this little, like, machine where you, like, put a bike in. It's like an underground bike parking thing. You put the bike in and it goes...
Yeah, and it just brings it in and just automatically stores it for you.
They're smart.
It gives you a little ticket. You scan the ticket. It gives you your bike back.
They even have car lots like that, too.
Yeah.
Stupid. I don't like it. I don't like it because we don't have any cool stupid stuff like that.
You're just jealous of it, or you're envious of it.
No, I'm jealous.
Okay.
If I was envious, wouldn't that mean that I would try to take steps to getting it. Yeah, I'm just
you're
jealous.
Taking the first step right now by talking.
You're lazy,
about it.
Envious,
jealousy.
You're jealous of it, buddy.
Jealousy.
That's what it is.
You're not gonna do anything.
Aggressively
about it.
Jealous.
Aggressively jealous.
Oh, what? You guys have that?
Fuck. I wish I had that. Yeah, whatever.
It's not even that good. Whatever. I don't want it.
It's stupid.
A little bit.
I think about other countries and stuff, and like. I'll just think about a country, and I'll think, what are the first things that come to mind when you think right. about that? And then I try to put myself in, like, other people's shoes and be like, what do other people think of when they think of America? It's like Obama, Jersey Shore.
Obesity.
That's exactly
right. That's the
right.
main one right there.
Yeah.
And lazy.
Lazy.
Those are the two things.
And mean,
of
kind of.
Egotistical.
Rednecks.
Yeah. Well, actually, outside of the U.S., rednecks isn't that big of a thing. It's, well, if it is, it's more just we're all rednecks?
Rednuts.
Red huts?
Red nuts.
Red nuts. Full circle.
Well, there you go.
And, yeah, I don't know, because, like, I talk to a lot of people who are out of the country. Like, I was just on a live stream with my friend Brenny, who lives in Australia.
Australia is another place.
Yes.
It's everything's super expensive there.
I
was yelling at Brenny to buy a 360 so we can play games.
Mm-hmm.
And he says they're like super expensive, and he was looking them up, and it's like $480.
Oh yeah, and they're like really restrictive with the
and everything. Yeah, Left 4 Dead 2 is banned there.
Yeah,
you know?
Never mind, that's off my list.
What about New Zealand?
I don't know what's like when I think New Zealand, I think just all nature. Like, what else is there? Is it just all nature?
I think they're just as caught up as everybody else, but there definitely is a lot more, like, land that hasn't been, like, fucked with.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there's really that much left of America that's really, like, flourishing, you know, with life that hasn't been, like...
That isn't in Wyoming.
Yeah.
And, covered in snow and dying.
Well, Melanie lived in New Zealand for, like, a year. She loves it, and, I think, like, when you live in any country, you kind of have to just live there to actually figure out what it's all about. I mean, we could speculate all we want, but we'll never know until we actually live there.
Yep.
But I heard that it was cool, and I actually heard that if you want to get as far away from, like, governmental things, like political stuff, like, New Zealand's the place. Apparently, they just don't stress it as much as, like, other countries.
Yeah, Sweden
just,
is, like, too, whatever. Though. Ooh. You think about it, there's no restrictions for internet crap there in Sweden.
Don't they have
protected.
A king?
Cool, huh? Yeah.
But is there a lot of restrictions in America from internet?
Yeah.
Like, even here? Like, can you not access certain things?
No, that's not what I'm talking about. If we say, you know, it's illegal here to, like, torrent things and crap like that, getting illegal movies, obviously, you know. But that's because our ISPs, our internet service providers, they can track all that stuff, and they can block it, and you'll get fined and crap. In Sweden, they're protected by the government. They can do whatever the fuck they want.
Mm.
Like, they're actually the main source that we have all that illegal shit.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. They have places out there that just host that crap, and they can't do anything outside people can't do anything about it, because they're protected by the government. So
interesting.
I mean, it's not like I want to move there just to.
Isn't that where Pirate Bay is stationed?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, but they've also been shut down like 3 or 4 times, and they keep coming back.
They're still going.
Yep.
So,
good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're saying though. It's not just about the fact that you can do that. It's just that you have the right to. You know, like it's cool to have options, and even if you don't really execute.
Well, it's also like. They're not going to stop there. They're going to start restricting other things. Like Comcast is I think still trying to ban Netflix from them. Anybody who has Comcast cable or gets internet through Comcast,
because they have their Xfinity.
Because they have Xfinity, which is their own streaming thing, and Netflix is destroying it pretty much.
Yeah.
Is destroying everybody, but Comcast, you know, they're like
the strong survive.
So, I would drop Comcast in a second if they did that.
Yeah. So would a lot of people. A lot of people would drop Comcast, which would also kind of suck because that's kind of our best ISP right now.
Right.
You know, to get good internet, you know, that's relatively cheap, you'd go with Comcast. You know? So that's the thing. Like, Comcast is trying to ban people from using Netflix. Even on the internet.
Amazing, though.
Sucks. They're blocking our freedoms. Bitches. It's like, who gives a shit? You're trying to start your own streaming thing? Well, fuck
be
you. It's obviously
than
not
Netflix.
Better. Yeah, be better than Netflix.
Yeah, that's the only way around it.
Be cheaper and better than Netflix, and everybody will switch. But the thing is that you're not cheaper, you're not better, you're not easily accessible. No one knows what the fuck you are, and that's why you're failing.
Oh my gosh, this is so weird, because we've had this conversation before at our house, because we have Comcast, and my brother's like, okay, what's Xfinity? Like, I don't know. I just see it pop up all the time.
I have no idea.
He's like, I don't know what the fuck it is. It's always showing up. What is it?
Call Comcast. What the fuck is this?
What is this?
You son of a bitches.
Tell me.
Quit brainwashing me. You corporate pigs.
And we do have Netflix, too. But not, like, streaming through the cable. Just regular good old Netflix. Mm-hmm. But it's amazing. Netflix is fantastic.
Yep. Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like,
they destroyed Blockbuster, Hollywood, everyone.
They did.
Redbox like crosses their path. Yeah, and they're both red. Coincidence?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh,
for a while,
probably.
I thought Netflix owned Redbox for a while there, just because of that. They're both red and they look similar.
Yeah,
I think it says a lot. I think people incorporate certain things, whether they think about it or not, like subconsciously. You know?
Yeah. Like, how does Redbox work, and as far as bringing it back? Like, what's stopping you from just keeping the movie?
It's on your card.
Yeah. You have a card.
So you can't do it unless you sign away your account.
Okay.
Your life.
So say, if it's just as easy as I'll put, like, $2 in.
Coinstar owns Redbox.
Never bring it back.
Coinstar owns Redbox.
Oh, really?
Really? Yeah.
So you can put your little
thing
in Coinstar.
That's why they're always next to each other.
Take your receipt and go to Redbox.
Yeah, well, they're both really high-tech vending machines.
It's like Jamba Juice is always near Starbucks, because they're both the same. They're sister companies.
My God. Yeah.
Full circle
twice. Yeah, and plus, I mean, it's not like they're competing. Completely different things. Yeah.
They can coincide with each other completely.
Yep.
And Redbox and Coinstar.
That's
they're
true.
They're not competing.
You go in completely
one gives
different
you money
things.
And one gives you movies.
You know, like you were saying, if they got rid of coins, Coinstar's fucked.
Shit.
And so would Redbox.
F in the A.
Redbox would be...
It would be a domino effect of just catastrophe. It'd be the end of the world. coins going away would be the end of the world. That was 2012. That's what they were talking about.
They're $1 rentals?
$1.50, yeah. I think, now.
Wow. Yeah, Redbox is really simple about things. You go out there, be like, I want this. Okay, well, give me a dollar. It's like, okay, well, give that back tomorrow. You get one-day rentals.
One day.
You could keep it, I think, but it'll just keep charging you.
Yeah.
And if you actually do, like... Because there have been situations, like, my friends have had movies that have gotten, like, destroyed. And I think you actually just have to call the number and pay for it, just like you would at a video store.
Yeah.
It's all the same
shit.
That's
basically what Redbox is Hollywood and Blockbuster condensed in a vending machine.
And you don't have to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
It's very... Yeah.
But you sit in front of it and argue for, like, forever. It's like, well, which movie do you want to get, you know?
I know. I get really irritated when I'm waiting to just return a movie, and then someone's there just like, well, I already saw that one. It's like, oh, I want to see this again. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, fuck, just let me throw this in there really quick.
Hey, buddy.
There should be multiple, like, slits on the side of it. It's like,
no, they should just have, like, a basketball hoop above it, and you could just go, boom, and just throw it over them and done.
Well, then you'd have people dunking it in, breaking the machines.
How sick would it be, though?
The first couple would be pretty good.
Or people would be smashing the DVDs when they're like, they hit the backboard or something, it just shatters, and they got to pay for the DVD.
Damn it.
Make more money and have fun.
Well, I had fun, so I don't mind buying it.
I don't have fun, so I don't mind paying the $20. They have Blu-rays now and games.
They have games?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they're testing it out. The selection's terrible.
Yeah, I was
like going to
say, they can't have a really big selection there if it's just in a vending machine.
Well, then it's like, what are you going to do in one day for a video game?
You will beat the first level.
Isn't there a version of a Netflix that's just video games? Gamefly?
It's not Netflix, though. It's a different company.
But it's pretty much the same concept. The same thing. Like, it's mail it. Yeah, Gamefly.
Yeah.
But is that a day thing? Or is that...
No, it's... You keep it as long as you need.
Okay, that makes sense then.
But it is more expensive.
Oh, much more.
It's always going to be. They're just highly valued, more highly valued than a movie is. Movies are like nothing now.
Dude,
you know, spending $30 on a movie, I mean, I love movies, but that's just too much money. Really? And you can download it.
And it's on Netflix. They're probably streaming it on Netflix.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or you pay... I actually pay $15 now a month for Netflix because I get Blu-ray.
That pays itself, CDs. Though.
It really does. I watch Netflix every single day.
Yeah.
For who knows how long, you know? It depends if I'm watching a movie or if I'm trying to pass time, so I'll watch a TV series.
Yeah, I watch the entire series of something.
Yeah. You know, or again, you know?
That kind of... Does that come out to 50 cents a day? Yeah?
$15?
Believe?
Sure.
50? Yeah.
15.
Because it's a half...
Whoa, hello.
Dwight doing maths.
Yeah, roughly.
Wow. Yeah, that's totally a good deal. Especially, like, when you're really big on watching movies. Like, if you get it that day and watch whatever movies you have and then return it by that night,
mm-hmm.
like, you can get your full money's worth for sure.
Yep.
Yeah, I love Netflix. It's one of the best things
the
ever thing, happened
the
to
only
me.
Thing that I have that I complain about Netflix is there's instant streaming selection. It's kind of lacking. Like, I really want to... I mean, I know they got to get licenses and stuff like that, but... Just, you can watch or go onto the DVD section, and there's just so many more things. Just like, I want to see Catfish. I still haven't seen it, and I want to see it, you know, but I don't want to get the DVD for it because I know I'm not going to like it that much, you know?
Well, did you see, I guess they just made a deal with CBS or something?
Oh, really?
And now they can have streaming, like, stuff that CBS made. And the thing about that is, like... It doesn't have to be on CBS to be a CBS-produced show. So there's, like, stuff on NBC that CBS, you know, produced and all that. So all that's going to be opened up to Netflix pretty soon.
Yeah, I want to know, like, their time frames for things, though. Because, like, Death Race, that's from what? 2008, and it's still, you can't get instant streaming.
I think it varies, then.
You know, 2007 for Hitman. Max, oh, these. I was going to say, why is there so many action movies here? I'm under violent action and adventure. Where's...
Do you not download torrents?
No. I'm strictly Netflix, Hulu. Every now and then... what is that one? It starts with a V, I think.
V?
Vimeo? No, not Vimeo.
Vivo?
I think that's
on YouTube.
Viva?
There's I don't know, it's some other type of company that throws out like apps in the boxy thing and
videobox.com.
I don't know what it is, but whatever. Every now and then my dad will get something from them. But yeah, I don't know. I wish there was a bigger selection for instant streaming.
It seems like they add stuff pretty regularly, though.
Yeah, there's sometimes, though, where they'll just go through a drought and there's just nothing new.
Yeah.
And it's all, like, shows I don't want to watch. Like, I'm not a fan of X-Files. You know, a lot of people are. I'm not. And there was just, like, there was nothing, and then they came out with, like, 18 seasons of X-Files, and I'm like, great.
I have to watch this show.
I love X-Files, so I'm obviously going to really enjoy this. And then it's just X-Files for the next 2 weeks, and there's nothing. And I'm like, I basically went all month without anything new, just rewatching shit that I've already seen. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes they go through droughts. So, you know.
Ooh,
you got to write a letter, man. It's the only way it's going to change.
This has Zach Galifianakis in it.
Have you ever watched that show?
It's
good. I like dancing. It. Yeah, man. Jason Schwartzman. Mm-hmm. I mean, that guy's great.
Interesting.
I actually just read, when we were waiting for this podcast to start, Wes Anderson. I don't know if you're a fan. You should be.
Okay.
Well, do you know who that is?
No.
Oh, man. My heart just sunk.
Wes Anderson?
Wes Anderson.
Wes. W-E-S-S?
very, very plain name.
Probably why
for a not very plain man.
Oh, W-E-S.
He did Royal Tenenbaums, Rushmore.
Gotcha.
Life okay. Aquatic. Anyways, he's making a new movie, and he only makes... He's very...
Fantastic Mr. Fox, Darjeeling Limited. Rushmore, Royal Tenenbaums, Bottle Rocket.
See, you can see he doesn't make that many movies, like, compared to other filmmakers mm-hmm. who make one, like, every year.
Yeah.
He's very selective and very... takes a while. So he's making a new one, and he announces his cast first and then announces his plot last. So it kind of just leaves you room to speculate.
Mm-hmm.
But I had already heard that Owen Wilson, it was just obvious because he's in all of them.
Yeah, and Luke.
Bill Murray's also in it, which is never a bad idea. And Edward Norton, who's never worked with him before.
Well, I like Edward Norton.
And then Bruce Willis. I don't see how that's going to work, but I have enough faith in Wes Anderson that I understand it, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just announced that Jason Schwartzman will be in it. So Jason Schwartzman and Bill Murray alone is enough reason to watch, and Edward Norton, just because that guy is amazing. But I'm so excited. And I'm always excited for him to have something. He's the kind of director that, like, he doesn't... There's more mystery to him, you know? He's kind of like J.J. Abrams, where he doesn't tell you every single thing you're about to see in a movie. He just kind of lets you see it, you know? It reminds you of a time where you actually didn't know anything about a movie until you went to go see it.
Right.
Like, before the internet, you couldn't see a trailer, and you just happened to find one. Like when you went to go see a different movie, you saw a trailer for something else. That's all you had to go off of.
Yeah.
I miss those days. I wish that it was more like that. I wish there was more secrecy behind movies. People, like, go on sets and take photos of every single thing that happens. Like, fuck.
Get a life.
Like, come on, guys.
Hmm. That's a charming photo of Wes Anderson here.
He actually went to college with Luke Wilson and Owen Wilson, and they made their first film together. So I guess technically the Wilsons... That's how they got their start.
They owe him.
I think they just all really liked each other's noses. And they're just like, you know what? We're a lot alike. I can't really put my nose on it. Look at that. I mean, come on. Seriously? That just seems like it's intended. Like, all of them.
Oh, yeah. They all got schnozzes.
Yeah.
Especially Adrian Brody, that thing is something else.
Yeah.
And Jason Schwartzman too. I mean
his, Owen also owns his nose.
His last name is Schwartzman.
Schwartzman. I don't know why I'm looking through all these photos.
Me either.
Have you seen most of his movies though? Now that you know who he is,
I have actually. Yes.
It's a different style. I mean,
I like it. I mean, I know a lot of people didn't really like Darjeeling Limited. I can't say it's a favorite of mine, but I appreciate where it came from. I liked Fantastic Mr. Fox. I mean, it wasn't his movies to me are kind of like there's no real climax to them. It's just kind of like an interesting story to be like, huh, you know,
witty dialogue.
Yeah,
it's a definite. He's got a style of like pace. And
I think that's what it is, the pacing of
the way it all looks, too. He's tried to make all his movies look like they're set in the 70s, but they're set in present day. So it's really just creating these worlds that all these movies exist in. It's interesting. I like it. A lot of respect for that man.
Yeah, definitely.
It's weird because, I mean, if you watch all the movies for Wes Anderson, you could say, okay, Wes Anderson directed that. But you could watch some other movies, and you have no idea who the fuck directed it. Because they all start to look alike at one point.
Yeah.
So, like, somebody like Ridley Scott or Tony Scott, their brothers, I can't tell the difference between their movies, but there is a difference somewhere. I just can't see it. But they're all, it's all the same stuff.
I just don't know it.
It's there.
Yeah. Have you guys seen any good movies lately?
No,
yeah, same here. I really want to go to the movies because I haven't. I used to go all the time.
I want to see that. What's it called? Battle LA or whatever.
Oh, Battle.
That was the last one I saw in theaters.
Was it any good?
You know, I didn't like it, but a lot of people did, so I don't want to ruin it for you and, like, say all the things that I think about it, so that's all I want to say.
I heard Rango is actually pretty good. Like, I guess okay story-wise, but I guess the actual visuals of the movie have been so astonishing that, you know, it's really grabbing people. It has
it looks cool.
Has an 89% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not bad.
Johnny Depp is really cool, and just to hear his voice.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, I've always had a kind of a thing for Johnny Depp. Like, not...
In
like,
that way.
Yeah, sure, in that way, whatever. But I like his movie just because he kind of plays the same character in each one, but the way he goes about doing it isn't annoying like Michael Cera is.
Yeah, I forgot that you don't like Michael Cera.
I'm not a fan of Michael Cera, and so... I don't know. Because I think it's more of that he can go from, like, one extreme to another. Like, Secret Window was such a weird movie, but it worked. And then he goes to, like, to the pirate stuff, and that's still... I mean, he plays the weird outcasty type, you know, loner type guy, but...
He's a good actor.
Yeah, he's good at it. Michael Cera's not.
You know, I can... I
let's just not touch on him because I'm just... It's all not right. Going to go anywhere with me.
I know. I think we've already had this conversation anyway.
I've had this conversation every time I bring him up. It's just... It goes on from there.
It was for the best of 2010 and I listed Scott Pilgrim and you're like...
That's what it was. Yeah, that was like the only movie where he could... He tried to be a different
person. He tried, all right? Yeah.
Can't fault him for that.
I like that movie. I think he... I was worried he would be Michael Cera as usual, right? And he stepped out a little further this time.
The thing is that you also went into that already reading in the comics, and you've had a fascination with the comic. Probably 90% of the audience that saw that movie probably liked it. The other 10% was probably little kids are like, "That's really colorful, and there's a lot of things in the screen, and I want to see that." You know, probably not as eloquent as that, or just like me want see. I don't know how little kids talk nowadays.
That's exactly right.
So I think that's like the two polar extremes there, and then there's people like me who have not seen the comic and don't necessarily like his acting style because I've just been let down from it. It's not that I'm going in there not seeing any of his stuff. I have seen a lot of his stuff and I'm getting fed up that he's playing the same character in all of them. And I thought that he was actually going to change that, and the one where he had an alter ego?
Youth in Revolt?
Youth in Revolt. I saw that, and I was just like, this is the biggest piece of shit that I have ever seen. I, again, liked it where it came from, okay? Just saying, but the fact that he was... I can see I've touched Dom in a...
I understand completely. Like, it's not one of those things where I have to be like, dude, are you serious? Like, how could you not like that guy? I understand completely. Like, yeah, he's the same guy all the time.
Separate myself from seeing him as the same person. If it was any other person, I probably would have enjoyed the film a lot more.
That's understandable. That makes perfect sense. And, I mean, I understand that he is the same character in pretty much everything he's done so far. But I think when you like that character and you like his acting, then it's okay for you because you enjoy seeing him. Like, I just enjoy that guy as an actor. Like, I watched him when he was on Arrested Development and all the movies he's done. There's something about that guy that I like. But there's a lot of actors that I like that people just don't like. And it's the whole reason for art, you know? Some people like it, some people hate it.
Yep, that's what they call art.
Yeah.
You know?
Me, I don't not like him, but I'm just tired of him being that, which is why I didn't want him to be Scott Pilgrim when I first heard. I was like, here it comes. He's going to be...
We went into it from two different spectrums. Like, you went into it from reading the comic books. I had never read it. I'd briefly seen something of the art from the comic books right before I saw the movie. But I was literally just going into it as a Michael Cera fan and just thought it looked awesome and very happy with how it turned out.
The thing is that I believe it's in my queue right now.
Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah, Scott Pilgrim.
What?
On Blu-ray.
Have you seen it?
No, I have not seen it. And the reason being is because of Scott.
He's Sarah, the main character. He's in every scene.
It's actually get rid of Inception. That'll be the next movie I grab.
That's what sucks, too, because, like, if there's a really cool movie out and you really want to see it, and then, like, the main character is someone that you just don't like,
it sucks.
Like, yeah.
So I'm going to see it. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it on Blu-ray because I hear really good things about it. You know, it looks
definitely,
fantastic
looks,
and stuff.
Definitely.
That part's not the issue at all.
Yeah. And so I'm going to try to bear with it and just hope that it stands out more than... I will tell you, he's not, you know... That's weird because I hear that from everybody that he's not typical Sarah, but every trailer I've seen, it's typical Sarah. It's like he's like this kid who's you know wimpy, and he's coming across girl problems and he doesn't know how to solve them, but he has to stand up for himself or show bravery, and he's just like, that doesn't work with me. Bravery and Michael Cera doesn't. Those words don't do this. You know, they scissor. Don't mesh. You'll scissor with your fingers. And so
I was trying to think of the word. He comes off more confident when you watch the movie. He's much more confident.
Confident. Okay, that's a good word to put with Sarah because it doesn't make sense.
He's there's no standard Michael Cera, no confidence.
Have you ever heard of the web series Clark and Michael?
No.
It's like 10 episodes total, and I think each episode is less than 10 minutes long. It's from CBS, actually. We talked about that earlier. It's just him and his friend who write and star in it. And his friend is Clark Duke, who's in...
Clark Duke.
Did you guys see Hot Tub Time Machine?
Yeah.
He's the kid.
Okay.
Oh, that guy.
So before he got famous, he was Michael Cera's friend and kind of just, you know, following him around, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just a web series about them trying to pitch their show to these big studios. And a lot of famous actors show up in it and stuff. And I think it's hilarious. And I think, personally, that it's the one thing that Michael Cera isn't Michael Cera in. He definitely has more layers to him. But maybe I'm seeing something that you guys can't see, you know, or vice versa. Like, you know, I can't see where you guys are coming from, right. Michael Cera, and vice versa.
I mean, I'm on the other end of that. I can't see how you guys like him.
I don't.
You know? He doesn't.
I wouldn't say I like him, but I wouldn't say I don't like him.
I understand, yeah. I don't know. Like I said, you know, Michael Cera, his acting style, like, that's a character now. And if you have to just kind of get used to that. I don't see him changing that anytime soon. So if you don't like his character of Michael Cera, then you probably won't like his movies.
Well, the thing is that I believe that Jesse Eisenberg is kind of in the same genre of that type of character, quote-unquote. But I like him a lot more than I do Sarah. I mean, I think he pulls it off a little bit better. You know, he plays like the, you know, outcast, the kind of, you know, the loner type kid who's just kind of like not very popular, you know, smart, nerdy kind of kid, you know, just sticks to himself. He does a little, I don't know, he does it better.
Is that the Facebook guy?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think he's as funny or has that comedic chops that he does.
Is that the Zombieland kid?
Yeah, Zombieland kid. Yeah. I don't think he's as funny either.
No,
I think when he is funny in certain things, it's just being accidental or just trying really hard.
Wait, that was funny.
Yeah, I don't think he's got like the funny bone in him. Like, but I think that's what he's all about is doing these, like, you know,
awkward
independent.
Which is funny because he was on SNL.
Was he really?
He wasn't that funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't.
That's the thing, like SNL, it has redeemed a lot of people for me.
It did not redeem me.
But there are also people out there just like, you're just really not a funny person.
That's true.
You don't belong here.
You're funny in editing.
You're funny accidentally.
If someone else lets you be funny.
Yeah, real quick, Battle LA didn't do so well, according to the Rotten Tomatoes. 34%.
Nice.
Yeah. It says, overlong and overly burdened with war movie cliches, Battle LA will entertain only the most ardent action junkies.
Yeah.
So if you want to do some steroids and like go see this.
If you're into the Marines and things that blow up constantly.
If you like Michael Bay.
if you're into Michael Bay's shit, then you will
Michael
love
Bay.
It.
Come on.
I didn't like
explosions.
Rango did pretty well, though. 89%. It may not be as charming as it thinks it is, but it certainly isn't for kids. But Rango is a smart, giddily creative burst of beautifully animated entertainment. That is definitely a writer writing that. That is a hard sentence to say. Giddily creative burst of beautifully animated entertainment.
Well, it's yeah, it pretty. Doesn't seem like a kid's movie.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you think when you think animated, you would think kid's movie, you know?
What is it rated?
Especially mainstream animated.
It is rated PG.
Wow.
Yep. Made yeah, 92 see? Million box office.
It has to be G.
To be a kid's movie?
I think for an animated movie for kids, it generally is rated G. I don't know where yeah. Toy Story 3 was rated. Maybe PG.
That was probably PG.
Because there's like more sensitive subjects involved.
Not Disney. Pixar is owned by Disney, and that's why most of their stuff is G. And when they put out something that's not G, it's kind of like a big deal. And this is done by Paramount. So.
But I think the first Toy Story might have been rated G. No, I don't think so either.
I believe it was.
I'm just trying to think of like certain things that happened in the movies that would not let it be G.
Just tried Toy Story 3. G?
No, really? Shit.
Toy Story 2? G? Toy Story 1?
Well, Toy Story 3 is G. I think number 1 is G.
100%.
Wow.
Yikes.
100% for 2 and 99 for 3.
It's because the people that cried.
No. Rotten Tomatoes doesn't care about that. They're not biased that
they
way.
They don't care about your tears.
You know. If it's a good movie, it's a good movie. Like, I never saw The Fighter, but it got 90%.
Fighter's like, supposed to be, like, really good.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. It was one of those things that when it got nominated for Best Picture, like, it made sense, just given all the movies that came out this year. But I definitely didn't think it would win. I don't think anybody did.
Sucker Punch comes out Friday. Diary of the Wimpy Kid. Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Peep World, Illegal, Miral? Potici? Potache?
Oh, Potache's coming out?
Potache.
I have no idea what that is.
For a second there, I was like, man, you know something I don't. Wild Irish, or White Irish Drinkers. Wild. Queen of the Sun. Mia and the Magoo. That's it. So,
we're going to go see all of those.
I do want to see Sucker Punch. That one looks pretty
yeah,
good.
Yeah, Sucker Punch.
Yeah, it doesn't look bad.
It's a lot of different themes running around, like samurais, yeah. Giant samurais, dragons.
That's the
I just
want
to figure out
robots.
What's going on in it.
Yeah. It's an epic action fantasy that takes a sense of the vivid imagination of a young girl whose dream world provides the ultimate escape from her darker reality. Unstrained by the boundaries of time and place, she is free to go where her her mind takes her, and her incredible adventures blur the lines between what is real and what is imaginary. She has been locked away against her will, but Baby Doll, Emily Browning, has not lost her will to survive. Determined to fight to her freedom, she urges four young other girls to Sweet Pea. The outspoken Rocket, the street smart Blondie, and the fiercely loyal Amber to band together and try to escape a terrible fate at the hands of their captors. Blue and Madame Gorski before the mysterious high roller. John Hamm's in this? I didn't know that. He's the guy in Mad Men.
I like that guy.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
Is Dwight.
He's really funny on
he's
SNL.
He's in the town, you see yeah. that?
Yeah.
I have, yeah.
Good.
Comes for Baby Doll. That one was a good movie.
Yeah.
girls engage in fantastical warfare against everything from samurais to serpents with a virtual arsenal at their disposal. Together they must decide what they're willing to sacrifice in order to stay alive. Oh, that rhymed. But with the help of a wise man, Scott Glenn, their unbelievably journey. I guess I don't know. I think they're prostitutes.
That'll be the twist at the end.
Yeah, I think
the whole
whores.
Time they were prostitutes.
And they all have stupid names.
It's funny because the one named Blondie isn't blonde. She's got black hair.
Yeah, it's Vanessa Hudgens.
Yeah. Weird.
Yeah. The old High School Musical naked chick.
She's going to be singing the whole time.
Breaking the song. No. If it's in your imagination, anything can happen, you know?
Yeah, well, there you go. Emily Browning. What she was... She doesn't even have a picture.
She doesn't get a picture.
She was the little girl in Lemony Snicket's series of unfortunate events. Wow, she grew up. Did you look at that?
Been 7 years since that movie came out.
Would have thought.
Imagine
that.
That
was her as a little girl. I kind of don't want to see these anymore. Any big girl pictures?
Stop.
I feel like a pedophile through these. Okay, I'm done.
You just got us a sucker punch now. It's the only way.
And that was the only thing that rings a bell out of here. Stranded, The Uninvited, and now Sucker Punch.
She's from Australia.
Oh, she was on Ghost Ship too, I guess.
Yeah, she was the girl.
The
one that didn't die in the beginning.
The one that didn't die.
Did you see that movie?
Ghost Ship? I think I actually own it on DVD.
Do you remember like the first scene where the rope?
Yeah,
and just like
yeah, that's split the only scene I remember.
Yeah, she was the girl that was so short that she just
yeah.
Lucky break.
Yeah, one of the wires. Have you seen it?
Nope.
First scene is like one of the wires like breaks loose on the ship, and it just like flies down and just starts slicing everybody on the deck in half, and like wow. You see fucking innards and stuff, and she was just like. Right
short,
over her head,
so.
She's just like, what?
I would have been effed into like, A on that boat.
Yeah.
I would not have been able to avoid
she
it.
She was all, say what?
It was like a Final Destination type of death.
Yeah.
Freak thing.
Yeah.
Did death follow her around for the rest of the movie?
I don't know what the deal with her was. Like, she didn't die, but she was a ghost for some reason. So she did die eventually?
She got bored and was just like, nah.
Yeah.
Meh.
Well, we're at an hour and 40 minutes. Is there any other pressing things that you guys want to talk about?
I don't think there's been any pressing thing we've talked about.
Yeah, true.
I mean, this last half has been more interesting, I would assume. Movies and such.
You don't know that.
People like movies.
Nobody likes movies.
I hate movies.
You're the only one.
There's a lot of pain in your eyes when he says that.
They suck.
Never seen a good movie ever.
I actually knew
much
people.
Much more into plays. Live theater.
The
theater. Where is it gone?
That's where it's at. I actually knew people that just like, well, still do actually, that just don't like movies. Like, nah, man, not for me. I don't like it. There's another thing. I knew someone that actually said with her own.
Two eyes.
Two eyes.
She implied it very directly at me.
When she watches movies, she only watches movies that could really happen. So, pretty much nonfiction.
You don't.
The only way to go.
Do that, though.
It's so weird.
Documentaries?
It's like.
Documentaries and, like, well, you know, like a movie. Okay, like The Notebook? That could happen. Very logically. It could happen more so than Sucker Punch. So she just wouldn't watch any movies that were, like, you know, off the wall, cool, like, creative, unique.
The movies you want to see.
Movies that
exactly.
The point
like, that's
the reason
point
you
of
see
movie.
Movies.
Yeah. It's the whole point is to escape, you know, and see something that you'll probably never see with your own eyes. It's mind-boggling to think that people think that way. It's so boring.
Maybe. Yeah. The life must suck.
Oh, that can't happen. I don't want to see
oh,
that.
Oh, please.
He's just sitting in the movies just complaining the whole time.
Like, Transformers, come on.
Oh, yes, what is this?
Robots in disguise, come on. Please.
So, actually, real quick, since we kind of talked about it every single time you're on, what's the status of your film that you're trying to make? I know it seems like you put it off till summer.
Strange Moments?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, the way that it worked was, like, we were about to start filming it, and it would have worked out fine. Like, there's so many people in this cast that I kind of want to do it at a time where at least the majority of people have a lot of free time. And right now is just not a good time just because of school and work and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I figured that when summer comes along, at least school will be taken out of the equation.
Right.
So it just seems like it'd be a lot easier just to get people together. And I didn't want to film a certain scene and then, like, have to wait a week to do it, another one. And I'm just trying to think of, like, continuity-wise, you know, like people's hair length and stuff.
Right.
So I just put it off, and it's actually... I think it's a better idea, too, just to take more time to, like, rewrite.
Really hone it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Let it gestate for a while. And I think rushing anything like that is never really a good idea.
Definitely not, no.
If I wasn't feeling it, you definitely shouldn't go with it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it'll transfer into the movie if you're not into it.
Yeah, exactly. But everyone's really into it, though, so that's the cool thing, you know, like, it's not like people are like, well, you know, I'm only gonna do it now or never. It's like, they'll wait, you know.
Yeah.
Just have to make that call. So, until then, I think I'm just gonna film some skits and some short films and stuff. Like, I've been thinking of a lot of new ideas for things and kind of writing some stuff with people that I've never done any kind of movie things with, so... Mm-hmm. It might be interesting to see what comes out of that.
Interesting.
So for right now, it's just writing, but hopefully soon we'll start filming something and put it online.
Cool.
Word.
Bringing that back, huh?
For all the cool kids out there.
For all those hip kids out there who still talk that way.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. I think I sent it to you. The thing that we were working on now is a web series... A sci-fi...
Yeah, I couldn't really make out what that was.
But yeah,
it seemed like everybody else had the same problem.
Yeah, well, I think that's why we did it.
Just to
confuse people, yeah.
Okay.
Just give you the title and that. Well, it's kind of going back to, you know, how I was saying about movies, like, there still needs to be some kind of mystery to it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I could put a bunch of clips online, but when it's something so short... It's kind of like that Captain America thing. Like, they were showing 6-second clips from a 2-minute trailer. It's like, just wait for the trailer if
right.
you're going to see that small amount of it.
Yeah.
I kind of feel the same way about this. It's called Megacosm, which is like a sci-fi web series, kind of like a parody of like Star Trek and Flash Gordon and Buck Rogers and all that kind of stuff.
Is it going to be a serious type thing? Like those?
Yeah, like a web series. So it'd be like, I think each episode would probably be no more than like 6 or 7 minutes.
Right.
Just keep it short and sweet. And we've had a lot of ideas so far. Like, me and two of my friends are writing it. And now we're just getting like props together and other stuff. And the way that I figured it was, I have a standard definition camera. So instead of trying to make what I'm filming look high definition, maybe take the opposite route and make the standard definition look lower. So the way that we would go about it was to make the show look like it was made in like the early 90s and kind of capitalize on, like, maybe this is a sci-fi show that was set in the 90s that was on like public access,
right,
like in Wisconsin or something.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going that whole route with it, you know, kind of going back to like VHS days, or make it look kind of grainy at certain points and kind of do something different. So I think we're going to do that soon. We've been writing a lot, but we haven't filmed anything yet.
You and who?
It's me and my friend Clayton and our friend Nick from Rippin'. And Nick is a huge sci-fi guy. And I didn't know that until I brought this whole project up to him. But knowing that now, like, it makes it flow a lot easier because he's got all these ideas. And
that's good.
He knows a lot more about it than me, honestly. Like, I know a lot about Flash Gordon and those kinds of things, but I was never super into Star Trek. But he knows, like, every episode by heart. So that'll help, definitely.
Yeah.
He knows, like, certain, you know, words to use, quasars and whatnot. And
Photons. Stun guns.
So it should be pretty interesting.
That's a stretch for us.
I think we're gonna do it all green screen too.
Really?
Yeah.
That'll be interesting.
We're gonna do kind of just make all the backgrounds green, like green screen, and then superimpose. Like, I think we're gonna use footage from older sci-fi stuff. So it's gonna all be kind of like a homage.
No, something came to my mind. I was about to say, like, the Flintstones.
You're just walking down a hallway, it's just looping the whole time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There you go.
And then I thought, like, my brain just went, like, the Flintstones, and I was like, Flintstones is a sci-fi thing.
You're thinking of Jetsons.
No, I know what I was... I knew what Flintstones are, but I'm saying, like, what if the Flintstones were sci-fi? You know? Yeah. Then I thought of photons and dinosaurs.
Photon dinosaurs.
Okay. That's interesting. That's cool. I'm looking forward to seeing where you guys are going to go with that, you know?
Should be neat if everything goes the way that we plan, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, we're setting our expectations very low, so...
Can only go up.
Exactly.
That's a good position to be in.
Yep.
Set your expectations low and just... Find a ladder.
Don't go anywhere from there.
Stay there.
Stay there forever.
Yeah. All right, then. Well, that's a good note to end on another story. So I don't know. I'm tired. I have no enthusiasm to end this some sort of fancy way.
Here and just let it fade out.
To catatonics music.